Tantor Audio presents What the Duke Desires, written by Sabrina Jeffries, narrated by Corrie James. Prologue. Yorkshire, 1816.
Sacre bleu, girl, stop that pacing and come eat breakfast before you make me dizzy.
14-year-old Lisette Bonneau halted, only to stare out the front window of the cottage.
But, Maman, how can you not be worried about Tristan? He's never gone all night. What if something happened to him while he and Papa were hunting yesterday?
Claudine Bonneau waved her hand with the sort of elegant flourish that had made her a celebrated actress on the continent before Papa had brought her back from one of his travels and ensconced her in this cottage.
Then we would have heard of it by now. Your papa would have sent a servant to fetch us at the very least. More likely, Ambrose took Tristan drinking after the hunt, and they ended up staying until dawn at the Green Inn.
Maman was probably right. It figured that papa would take her brother somewhere interesting. Tristan always got to do everything. She never did. And Tristan wasn't even that much older than her, just 3 years. It wasn't fair.
Perhaps I should walk to Ashcroft to make sure that they're there.
She cast a wistful glance out at the green woolly hills of the Yorkshire Wolds that stretched for miles and miles.
Maman lifted one perfectly plucked blonde eyebrow. You cannot go off to town alone, ma fille. It's not seemly.